comes in his glory and all the angels with him. He will sit on his throne in heavenly glory, and all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Gleanings for the Hungry is a mission to do, to process food and send it all over the world for the least of the least of these people who are hungry and need it. Last year, they shipped about 2.3 million pounds of food from the gleaning space with the peaches and the soup mix from the summer, as well as 1,500 quilts that went to Eastern Europe. And in the Old Testament, God commanded the Israelites when they were harvesting their crops to leave the little bits in the corners so that the poor people could come and glean those and take those. So that's what we're going to do, is to glean some peaches. And I'd like to introduce you to the team and the team to their prayer partners. And we'll just do that. I'll call you up, so I'll ask the team to stand on the bottom and the prayer partners one behind them, okay, up on the first step. So the first one, our first team member is Brett Brookman. Just come on up when I call your name. And her prayer partner is Shirley Flynn. So these prayer partners have been praying for you guys for a couple of weeks already. And they'll carry on doing that. Secondly, Daisy Van Ginkle and Venda. Elise Schaber, Jana Kemry. So guys, you'll have to go in fairly tight because there's 14 or 15 people to go across there. Allegra Newdorf, Allie Schwarzentruber, and we just heard Yoss and Allie had to leave, so I'm going to ask Kevin, could you come up? Kevin will stand in for today, and thank you. Lucy Brookman, Margaret Rosenberger. Becky Stachuk, Rhonda Smith. Becky's my female leader this year. Luke Colstra, Keith Flynn. Some of you guys will recognize you got paired up with the same people as last year because I figure they know you already, right? Ethan Sorge, Sid Deck. Noah Martins and Miranda Verhoef. Jordan Saunders, Dan Kemry. Yeah, you might have to kneel, Jordan. yeah, nicely done. Josh Wright, Lauren Unger. What do you guys feed these guys? Golly. Kyle Krause. Kyle's prayer partner is Yoss Schwarzentruber. If you guys have learned to say that name, good on you. Ken, could you come up and fill in for Yoss for today? Parker Krause, Debbie Winters. Now we have one person missing, Bay Unger. His prayer partner is Carolyn Temple. So Carolyn, told up to you whether you want to, I don't have a stand-in kid for you. Bay's on his way back from the States, so we think. Luann Stachuk drew the short straw and got me, so she's going to be my prayer partner for the week. So we covet all your prayers, and I'll come down, Luann. And Pastor James, if you would come and offer a prayer for our team, please.
We kind of get used to seeing the gleanings team go off, and it's been a heart and passion of a few folks here to stir that desire and interest in serving. And as we look at this group, we see all the students that are going to be going, and we see all the people that are going to be praying, and really it's an extension, as I mentioned before, of the work we do here as God's people, and it's a real blessing for us to see them go. And I just want to read a scripture out of 2 Peter chapter 3, because I think it really applies. As you guys go, as students, you guys are going to go and you're going to get all yucky with peach juice, and you may be off of peaches for a while, but the work that you're doing is very, very valuable. It's life-giving to those people that are receiving those peaches on the other end, wherever they get carted off to all around the world. And it's important to note that your contribution, your going, makes a difference. And makes a difference in the lives of people you don't even know the names of. So what you're taking a step to do is something very important, and I'm proud of you guys for taking that step and wanting to go and be changers in our world and to be able to bring change. But Peter gives us this in 2 Peter, and he says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. And so as you go, as you dice up peaches and run the mill and wash stuff off and get totally tired out doing a good work, because usually our group is a real hardworking group compared to some. And so they're pretty excited to have you guys come back every year. But as well as doing that good work, grow in the grace and knowledge of God, that what you are doing makes a difference, that you are important to God. You are his hands and his feet, and he is working through you to minister into the world. So when Peter says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, and let to him be the glory forever. The work that you do has a lasting impact. Go and serve with God's grace, with his mercy, and with his love. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I just give you thanks for all these young people who just feel that sense of calling just to come and serve you. And some, I'm sure, Lord, are going because there's excitement that's there. It's something new. But Father, I thank you already for the work that you have done in their hearts already, just in preparing them for this trip, for this ability to serve. And Lord, we know the work that happens down there is good work, but your work continues years and years after, just because these young folks have cared enough to step forward and say, send me, I'm willing to go and I'm willing to serve. So Father, would you bless them? Would you bless each student? Father, would you give guidance to each leader that is appointed here as well? Father, we thank you for Barry's heart as he organizes this with others, with the help of other people that really see the importance of this mission. So Father, would you go before this entire team? Would you grant them safety? Would you grant them an enjoyment of the work that they're doing? And Father, may you fulfill their heart's desire even years after this time of going, that they have served you, that they have walked and served, been your hands and your feet in this world. Father, may you bless them, and we commission them for your service today. Amen. And that's all.
hey, there's supposed to be some people up here helping me. Thanks, Lisa. Well, you know, Wayne, you could help too, because there's actions to these songs. Well, yeah, thanks a lot. Here comes Oz. Okay, so we invite all the kids, we don't have as many, that's fine. You're all kids today, we're either bigger or smaller. Come on down, you guys, come to the front. Just come up here so you're close to the front, okay? Come on, yes, up here, that's just even better. Come on up. We're going to sing a couple songs, okay, and they're action songs. So you watch Lisa and Anjali, okay? Sort of turn so you can see them over there, because they'll show us the actions, okay? And parents, you and everybody else out there, these are for all of us, okay? So the first one's Peace Like a River. So why don't you all stand? And this is your chance to get a little limber. And so just for the record, and it wasn't rigged, but my very own grandson Luke did bring me the scripture passage where everlasting God is taken from. And yeah, so you get a prize. You have very nice handwriting too, the way you wrote that out. I think you might have had a little help. All is fair. Okay, I've got peace like this. This is we don't have words up there for most of these, okay? So listen, I'm watching you because I expect you all to participate here. Rob's getting warmed up already. Okay, I've got peace like a river. Yeah, a few parents, if you want to come up and be a little closer, you know, and help out and embarrass yourselves. No, just, you know, help us be embarrassed. Here we go. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. There we go. And these ladies over here know the actions. We'll sing it and do the actions, okay? Here we go. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Okay, this is sort of like this is about the same rates of participation as an Albertan election. About 30%. So come on, pick it up out there, you guys. I should get all you gleanings guys up here. You should have to do something to earn your keep or something. Here. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah? Come on, gleanings team, let's go. Down along the front there. Come on, you guys. Come on. Yeah, come on. Oh, look at this. What a fine crew. Nice. Some of you can stay down. Some of you can stay down there, too, but whatever. But now you're on display. Okay, you kids, you show them how it's done, okay? Verse 2 is, I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Oh, this is tricky, all three. I've got peace like a river. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Give them all a hand. That's awesome. Okay, so Gleanings team, I'm going to get you to just go down there, just down where the girls are, down at the bottom, because kids, we need to spread out up here for this next one, okay? Yeah, this services. Okay, guys, back, give yourself some room. Back up a little bit. Make sure you have room. Put your arms out, because you need room for this one. Okay? No, not behind me over here. Just stay out here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You guys, cleanings team, you can be creative on this one, okay? It's, where am I? Oh, I don't even have that one written down. We'll just... Okay, this is the infamous Father Abraham. So our whole faith started with Father Abraham, okay? So you watch Anjali and Lisa. Guys, if you're unsure, here we go. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. You know, generally speaking, you might be a daughter. We won't get into that. I'm not politically correct yet. Here we go. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, right foot, left foot. Nod your head. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left foot. Nod your head. Spin around. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left foot, nod your head, spin around on the ground. Okay, guys, you guys can sit down. But you gotta sing, you gotta sing. Girls in dresses, do not do this. Here we go, ready? Father Abraham, have many sons. You can all sit down. Okay, you guys, just sit down right here. Guys, you can go back and sit wherever. That's all I'll embarrass you for now. Or you can sit in front if you want to do some more later. Yeah. Next time, Rob. That's good. Good job, you guys. So I'm going to call on Lorne Unger now, because Lorne, guys, he has something special for you, okay? So I think if you turn, can you turn and face me? Just right where you're sitting, just turn and face me, because Mr. Unger's going to show us something cool. Which I'm not, I'll tell you. It's hot up here.
Oh, Barry, you're a rock star. look good? No, it looks kind of rough, doesn't it? Doesn't look very hot. Can you guys see that can? Mums, would you buy that at a grocery store?
Yes.
For a dollar? Show of hands. 20 cents?
Oh, yeah.
10 cents?
I'll do 20.
20? Well, that's good. Because that can is pretty rough. It didn't always used to look this dented and scratched and scruffy. It used to be really... It used to be really shiny. And you could see yourself in it, but it's kind of had a rough life. And sometimes that's the way our lives can be. I'm just going to talk to the parents for one quick second, okay? Sometimes our lives are like that, aren't they? They're not perfect. They're dented, they're scratched. Events in our lives have given us a rough look, and it's kind of like this can, I think. You guys, tell me something else about this can. What is it missing?
Lid.
Justice.
Lid?
No, it's got a lid. What usually goes here? What's it called? It's called a Callie. No, it's called, how do we know what's in this can? What's usually on here? What's it called? It can be called a label. And that tells us what's in here. What do you think's in this can? Do you know?
Food.
Okay, what kind of food?
Beans.
Okay, it could be beans. It could be pumpkin pie mix. It could be goat stew. It could be all kinds of things. You know, sometimes this can kind of reminds us of when we look at people sometimes, we see what they look like on the outside. Some people might be tall, some might be short, some might have freckles. And also, sometimes people act different too. Do we have kids at school sometimes that you like or you don't want to be friends with? And that's the way it is with this can too. We look at it, the outside of it, and we go, I don't know if I want anything to do with this can. And sometimes we do that with people too. We look at people and we don't know if we want to be their friends because they might look different than us or act different than us. But you know what's important? What's inside is important. So do you think we should open this can? Find out what's in here?
Okay.
I think we'll try to open this thing, hopefully. Oh no! That wasn't supposed to happen, guys. This can's had a little tougher life than I thought. Hang on. I don't know what's going on here. We might be in trouble.
I'm thinking this is just water.
Maybe it is just water.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Okay.
I'm going to puke.
Oh, guys, I don't know. Just wait. Don't look. It's too scary.
I think I want to puke.
I don't know if we should... Just one second. Oh, wow. Just a minute. Oh, you guys. That is so delicious. Do you know what it was? It was a peach. And it was so sweet and so good. It's hard to believe that sweet, pure, good peach came from a can this yucky. But I want you guys to remember that Jesus loves us and we matter to him, and we are very important to him, no matter what we look like on the outside. Or sometimes what we do, Jesus cares about each one of us. You, 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 and you. loves us no matter what we look like, and he wants to be in our lives and make it sweet and pure, just like this sweet peach. So I want to remind us all that no matter what we've done, what we have done in our life, what we look like, maybe we're not happy with our bodies, maybe we think that God doesn't want us because we've done certain things, that he cares about each one of us. So I didn't really plan the peach thing, but as it relates to gleanings, as you guys go, think of the people that you come in contact with there, and any of us. Let's look at the inside of what we see or expect of people, not necessarily what's on the outside. So kids, after you guys are done singing, I have some peaches and you can come and share them with me. Would you like that? Okay. Thanks.
You guys get peaches. How lucky are you? Awesome. Okay, we're going to sing a couple more songs. We need to stand up. Everybody ready to sing a couple more songs? Look at the enthusiasm out there. I don't know how to do this, because if I say whoever wants to come and help, I know you'll just all be flooding the stage. So we're going to do one that you guys do in Awana's Club. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Now, we need to divide up we're going to do males and females. And so boys and girls, okay? No, back here, up here, guys, up here. Okay? So how we do this is let's just all sing it together once, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Okay, so all the boys are going to sing. Which part do you want to sing, guys?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah? Okay. So the deal is you stand up when you sing and you sit down when you don't sing. So the boys are going to sing, and men, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, Rob's going to come help us. Okay, so you watch Mr. Rudd, okay? Guys, we're with him, okay? Okay, so girls down too. Corby, you meet you over here. You're a boy. That a boy. You come with your lion over here. There we go. Okay, we'll show the adults how it's done, and then they'll join us on the next time, okay? Okay, guys, ready? No, got to get ready to stand up. Got to get ready to stand up. Ready? Okay, guys, here you go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay, so adults, you've seen how it's done. Here we go. Once more. Same routine, okay? Guys, you ready? Men, on hallelujah, we're all standing. So ready, guys? Here we go. Get ready to stand. I'm going to call you out if you don't do this, Lawrence Freeman. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you guys are so good. So we're going to do it one more time. We're going to switch it around. Yeah, this will be good. Okay, ladies, you're on hallelujah. Guys, we're on praise ye the Lord. Guys, can we figure that out? Yeah, I know. Ladies, help your husbands or your significant others or whatever. Okay, ladies, you're going to start this, okay? Are awesome. You may be seated. Okay, we're just gonna do one more. We're gonna do Before All Time. Okay, God's Love. One more, guys. Stand up. Okay, now watch Anjali and Lisa down there, because these are lots of actions. And we're gonna have some words up here to help us sing along. Okay. Okay, guys, if you just want to sit back down here, and Pastor James is going to come up, and he's got something to tell you. Yeah, you can sit on the steps. Is that good, Pastor?
All right. Do you guys know the story of the Exodus? Do you remember that story? That seems like a big word, Exodus. But that's when, do you know that story? That's when God's...
Like, it's when, the Israelite people went out of Egypt.
That's right. It's when the Israelite people went out of Egypt. And so this morning, as a way for us to remember that story, there's some really good things that we can learn from that story. And so this morning, we'll act it out. Sometimes if we act out these stories, then we remember them a little bit better. So we're going to need some people to be God's people, so the people of Israel, and I'm going to need some people to be Pharaoh's and Pharaoh's people, and I need someone to be Moses. Is there a Moses here? No? I'm going to take this one right here. You can be my Moses, okay? So you come stand here. And I need God's people. So you know what, kids? I think all of you guys are sort of like God's kids. So why don't you guys all just move over to that far side? Can you scoot over there a little bit? And now I need some Pharaoh's people, a Pharaoh. Where's a Pharaoh? There's a Pharaoh. There's one. There's a Pharaoh. I'm going to get Pharaoh up on the platform over there. Okay, you can go. That's a good Pharaoh. Do you have anybody else that you'd like in your army? Because you can just look, turn around here, and you could like maybe pick three more army people. Do you have to do it fast?
You do it.
I'll do it. Okay. Okay, I'll get the army people. I think, So if you have gone to youth group and I need four kids from youth group, come on up and join the army with Pharaoh. Okay, Chris, you point out four kids from youth group and tell them to come up. Four works. Okay. There we go. All right, Nicole. There we go. All right. All the way up to the front. You can be Pharaoh, and you can be that Pharaoh guy. And I'm going to get Moses to come and stand up over here. And you know what? We sort of need the story of God leading the people out of Israel. That story, it has some water. Do you guys remember that? There's some water, and the Israelites pass over or pass through an ocean. So I need a couple of people to be an ocean. So maybe, there we go. There's a mom and dad. There's a mom and dad. Come on up, ocean people. All right. So you guys, you can stand one there and one there. All right. Maybe down on your knees, otherwise nobody sees anybody for right now. There we go. Okay. So you guys get to be the oceans. You can reach out. Oh, look at that. How romantical. All right. well, it depends how fast I tell the story. So kids, in Exodus chapter 14, there's a story. And so the Pharaoh of Egypt, there he is, the Pharaoh of Egypt. The Pharaoh of Egypt said, the people of Israel can go. But then the people of Israel, they got up and they were marching around. Can you guys march around a little bit? They were marching around a little bit. And then Pharaoh, okay, that's far enough. You can stop over there by Barry. And then Pharaoh changed his mind and he said, I'm going to pursue them. All right, because he was sort of upset that they had left. And so in the Bible it says the Egyptians, which is Pharaoh, pursued them, and all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots and his horsemen and army overtook them encamped by the sea. So these guys were encamped by the sea, right here by the sea. Right up here on the top of the platform, you guys are all camping. You're camping. And you're camping, and Moses, all the way up, there we go, Moses is right here, and he's their leader. And all the people were afraid. Can you guys be afraid? Oh, do you shake sometimes if you're afraid? Yeah, that's a good one. Look, that's very afraid. All right, they were afraid because there was an army marching. There was an army marching. There was an army marching to come up to destroy all the Israelites. And there was even some excited ones in there. And so Moses, because the people were so afraid because the army was marching, Moses said to the people, "Fear not. Stand firm. And see the salvation of the Lord." Whew. And that was pretty exciting, except the people were still pretty scared. So God told Moses to do something. And he had to raise his hand. He had to raise his hand in front of the sea. And guess what happened? That's what happened. The water went up. There we go. Water went up in the air. And you know what? There was dry ground. There was dry ground. And so as Moses lifted up his hand and the sea came up, Moses led the people across the sea on dry ground. Look at that. They're all escaping. In the Bible that Barry reads, there was a little bit of water that got on them as they were going. Okay, so So everybody goes through, and they all get on dry ground. But Pharaoh's army was still marching. Pharaoh's army was marching, and they were coming. So Moses then comes. Moses. Come here, Moses. Okay, so Moses then, he is told by God, as soon as Pharaoh's army gets into the water, into the dry ground, they get into the ground, all of them are in there, and then Moses raises his hand, and guess what happens? Swoosh, the water comes down, and it... All right. Okay, kids, come back up here. Thank you, water, and thank you, Pharaoh's army. That was good. Okay, come on back up here, kids. One more little tidbit. Okay, come sit on the stairs, guys. Can you guys come sit on the stairs? All right. So you know what's important, guys? Justice, come and have a seat. So you know why that story is important, kids? You know why that story is important? Because it teaches us a real valuable lesson that it doesn't matter if we're scared or if we're afraid of something or if we're unsure what to do next or even if we're worried or we're tempted by something, we can know that God will provide a way for us to get through whatever it is that we face in life. So you might have things that you're afraid of. There might be things that make you nervous or things you're not sure about. But God will always make a way for us when we come before him and we ask him to lead us. So just like Moses led God's people, when you pray to God, God will lead you through even the scariest times. All right, so let's have a word of prayer. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for the kids. Thank you for your truth that tells them in these stories that we read in the Bible that they can trust you 100%. Help us all, Jesus, to learn to trust you 100%. Amen. All right, don't go away yet. I know that's what we usually do, guys. But come on back. There is one more song. And
we need... You're going to help the band, okay? So Mrs. Rice is going to give you an instrument. And anybody else who's, a closet musician and just waiting to play in a band, if you want to come up and grab one of these, Andy, that's fine. If you want to join us, that's good. Everybody stand and we'll sing our last song together as soon as the kids get all their instruments. And then Pastor James will close with prayer. And just a reminder, Gleanings team, please come to these front side by the piano here right away after, and we'll finish our paperwork, okay? Hang on, guys. Wait till we get going here. Here we go.
My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you. In you, Lord. It's in you.